This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, a great tackle by Steve Tasker.
Into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown.
And he's got it at the 10-yard line.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. The Bills win it in overtime.
It's not deja vu. It's not deja vu all over again, but it's a little weird. Same stadium, same broadcast booth, same hotel last night. I stayed in the same room. Welcome back to MetLife Stadium in the New Jersey Meadowlands. The snap, Josh Allen looks for blocks. Going to try to run it in himself. Headed to the corner of the end zone. He is in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, his second touchdown run of the year. This one goes 6 yards around the right side, and it looked an awful lot like the one last week. Josh Allen under center, turns and hands it off. He gives it to Singletary, gets a good block. Singletary left side, inside the five, into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo. Devin Singletary, the motor. Motors around the left side for the Buffalo touchdown, 14 yards. Josh looking to throw, steps up in the pocket, couple of steps. Got a man wide open, caught by Cole Beasley at the Giants 40. On the run at the Giants 25, cuts to the middle. Beasley still on the run and brought down at the Giants 18-yard line. DeAndre Baker finally stopped him. Wow, he was wide open. That looked like last week for the New York Giants. First down, Buffalo. Here's a little toss to Isaiah McKenzie on the run on the jet sweep. Left side inside the 10 in the 5. Corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. Isaiah McKenzie from 14 yards out runs into the end zone for the Buffalo touchdown. On first and 10 from the 21. And Manning, it is picked off. It is intercepted by Trent Murphy. Tipped by Ed Oliver right in the arms of Trent Murphy. Holy mackerel. Snap. Frank Gore buries his head, drives in, into the end zone, touchdown. Frank Gore just pulls his way into the end zone from 1 yard out. He steamrolled his way into the end zone. Here comes some pressure from the Bills. Manning going to throw it deep downfield. Bills surrounding it. It is intercepted. Jordan Poyer comes up with it, and he is brought down at the 2 yard line. Jordan Poyer just waited for that ball to drop into his arms. The Bills go to 2-0, first time they've started a season with two consecutive victories, and they're coming home. Two consecutive victories on the road, yes. Welcome, good afternoon, welcome to the show. That's our Hunt Real Estate Toshiba Game Rewind. Happy to have you here as we go through the Bills' victory over the new, presented by Toshiba, the official copier company of the Buffalo Bills. Great to be with you here today on this Monday afternoon. John Murphy, Steve Tasker, big show planned. A lot of involvement for you planned. A couple of good guests planned, including Cole Beasley sometime during this half hour. Eric Wood's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Chris Brown, Bills Insider from BuffaloBills.com will join us at 2. And a lot going on today, and much of it going on outside of us here in Orchard Park at 1 Bills Drive, where the 2-0 Bills are back getting ready for practice. But late word, and I mean moments ago, word that Ben Roethlisberger's season is over. Ben Roethlisberger is out for the year. He'll have surgery, elbow surgery, and he is out for the year. The announcement came from Mike Tomlin just about 5-10 minutes ago. That is incredible, Steve.
Yeah, that's kind of a season changer for not just the Steelers, but at least the AFC North. Baltimore's got to look at their chances and say, we're pretty good. And Cleveland's got to think, you know what, we're back in it now, right? So
sure.
I think it's huge. A guy of Ben's caliber, because with all the AB stuff and the Le'Veon Bell thing going the way it went the last 2 years, the Steelers still thought, you know what, we still got Ben. We still got a guy who can sling it. Juju Smith-Schuster's going to come on. We're still going to be okay. We're still going to be able to win with that guy throwing the ball. Now, Mason Rudolph, not so much. Things change for that team, no question. And I think it goes along with a trend that happened this last weekend. Drew Brees is in question for the rest of the season. What's going to happen with his thumb? He couldn't even grip the football yesterday right when it happened. I don't think his thumb's not broken, obviously, or they would have X-rayed it and casted it up immediately.
They're talking about ligament damage for Drew Brees. They're talking about surgery maybe as early as today for Drew Brees. And they're talking about 6 weeks perhaps out for New Orleans Drew Brees. But Roethlisberger's season is over. Mike Tomlin made that announcement today. And, yeah, it means a lot to the Baltimore Ravens, division rivals. Means a lot to the Cleveland Browns, division rivals. Steve, I think it means a lot to the Buffalo Bills in their search for a wild card spot, right? That would have been easily a contender for a wild card berth, and now without Roethlisberger, you would think that has changed.
You would think, but you gotta always throw Pittsburgh into the top of the contenders because of guys like Ben Roethlisberger. Certainly, there was some question this year over what's happened to the talent they've lost over the last 2 years, but they gotta feel like they were gonna have a bounce back season. And anybody, there's only six spots at the top of the conference with 16 teams. If you want to get into those six, you got to take one of the guys that was in there or have been in there out, and it looks like Pittsburgh's has just had a huge obstacle placed in their path. That's going to be really tough for Pittsburgh to overcome this.
Out for the year, Ben Roethlisberger. Steelers made the announcement today with elbow. He'll need elbow surgery. Left late in the second quarter of their loss to Seattle yesterday. Steelers go to 0-2 of that loss, and now they're without Roethlisberger. And oh, by the way, their top three, Antonio Brown, gone. Ben Roethlisberger, gone. Le'Veon Bell, gone. Right? That was the Steelers team that contended for AFC championships for a couple of years, and they're all gone now. That has to make a difference. Has to make a difference for those division rivals and for the rest of the wild card contenders in the AFC, which at this early stage, Steve, you have to say it has to include the 2-0 Buffalo Bills, right?
Yeah, 2-0 Buffalo Bills, the Baltimore Ravens, the New England Patriots, of course. The Chiefs, the Chargers are 1-1. It starts to get pretty thin after that, right? Where these teams, you start out 2-0 on the road. Yeah, you've got 14 games left. 8 of them are at home. Yeah, that's a pretty good spot.
Great spot for the Bills to be in. 2-0 after two straight on the road. We said this last week. We said it on our broadcast from the Meadowlands yesterday. Yes, two straight games on the road to start a season. Normally you'd say, wow, that's tough. And you know what? It wasn't so tough, mostly because it was New York. It was an hour flight. And by the time the Bills got there this past week, they were comfortable there. You know, it was where they had played the week before, obviously. But beyond that, Steve, we saw, I think, a quantum leap forward for the Buffalo Bills in yesterday's game. Look, I can say we didn't – I don't know if we used the word luck last week in the win over the Jets. But let's face it, when C.J. Mosley goes out, when you turn the ball over four times, the Jets don't get much out of it point-wise. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of luck at play there. There was no luck at work in yesterday's game, really.
No.
It was four long scoring drives. It was great execution on all four. It was hard work to get those scoring drives going. It was extremely well-executed plays that were extremely well called by both offense and defense. That was a workmanlike, solid, convincing win over, yes, a bad New York Giants team, but it was on the road. It was their home opener. I think it was a big win.
They had no field position. They had a 98-yard scoring drive yesterday. And here's the thing that got me, Murph. The Bills, let's face it, the recipe that we all anticipate the Bills using this year is lean on the defense, low-scoring game. Offense does enough. As long as they don't turn it over, they're going to be close and maybe steal it at the end or in those tough games, that kind of thing. Well, the Bills' defense comes out. They're against the best running back in the National Football League and a very experienced quarterback and an experienced play caller, and they go bang, 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 boom. And the defense gives up a touchdown drive right out of the gate. Five plays, 75 yards. It was like, wow, uh-oh. Well, the Bills' defense comes out. The Bills' offense comes out, goes three and out to begin with. So it's like, okay, wait a minute. Well, the defense fixed it, got a three and out, and then the offense comes back, 70-yard scoring drive, boom. They get a three and out again to the defense, give it back to the offense, another 75-yard scoring drive, boom. That's 14-0. They get it back again, and they go 98 yards for a score, boom. Three touchdowns to answer the hit in the mouth that the Giants gave them right to start the game. And they were in control the rest of the way.
Yeah,
and it was. I thought that was the most impressive thing I saw throughout these first two games was the way the Bills answered the bell going into a hostile environment for a team that was a little bit desperate after getting embarrassed in a home crowd in an away stadium, and have that home team that they're playing against come out and kind of come out on fire a little bit in the first couple of series of the game. And they answered the bell in a big way and took control of that game really in the first half.
Yeah. And even when the Giants made a run, you know, a second-half touchdown to make it a seven-point game, the Bills
answered again.
And contributions from a lot of the new guys on offense. Obviously, Frank Gore had a big game. Devin Singletary had a big game. Beasley and John Brown had big games. The offensive line, I thought, was better than they were a week ago. And that defense that we've come to rely upon was solid as well. It was an all-round good victory over, yes, an admittedly bad Giants team. But the Giants were home. They had a big crowd behind them. And I think that was a big win yesterday. It's good to be 2-0.
Yep.
It's good to be 2-0 when you see what's going on around the conference, in particular with Roethlisberger out now for the rest of the year. Things change. You know, the Dolphins are awful, right? The Dolphins are historically awful. The Jets are in trouble. We'll see if they can bounce back tonight somehow with all of their guys injured. But, things could not have gone much better for the Bills in the first 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, and the Bills are sitting pretty, not only in the rankings around the league. Their statistics are looking good. They look solid all the way around, both offensively and defensively. Their key players are playing well, and it's good to see. It's got to give you some comfort going forward that they've got this thing going.
So we got our show going here, and we're going to talk with Cole Beasley in a moment. He's stepping into the studio as we speak. The Bills wide receiver, Cole Beasley, who had the big game yesterday in the Bills' big victory, 14-point victory over the New York Giants. After Cole Beasley today, we'll talk with Eric Wood. We'll talk with Chris Brown as well. The Bills outgaining the Giants yesterday. A lot of those 241 yards of offense for the Giants came in garbage time, or 241 passing yards anyway. 388 total yards for the Bills, 370 for the New York Giants. No turnovers for the Bills. Good on third downs, 5 of 13. Josh Allen, 19 of 30, 253 yards. A week after, he goes 254 yards through the air. All-round great game all over the place for the Buffalo Bills. And one of the people who had a lot to say about that joins us in studio right now. Wide receiver Cole Beasley, 4 catches, 83 yards, including a 51-yarder. He joins us in studio. Hello, Cole. Welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Nice win yesterday. It seemed like we were just talking. I don't know if you heard walking in, but it seemed like this is a game where the offense really answered when they got hit in the mouth. First thing out of the box, Giants score. You guys came back and not only answered there with three touchdowns unanswered, then when they got back to win 21-14, you guys answered again in the second half. But is that something you guys think about?
Well, really, we just wanted to start fast, and that's something we didn't do the previous week. So we obviously wanted to improve, and I think we did a lot of better job of getting it going early.
The fast start includes both the passing game and the run game, right? I mean, you want to get everything going.
No question. You know, whatever we can do to win, it doesn't matter if we throw it or run it. You know, as long as we can move the sticks and get points, that's all we want.
Yeah, you've got Daboll calling plays, and it seems like you're staying diverse. Your offensive linemen, sometimes it looks like it's 1975. Those big guys stand up and get out of there and get out in front of the running game. That's really got to be something different than – well, not that you weren't here last year, but that's something different around here. And those guys are able to get out in front of Gore and Singletary and those guys. It's pretty special.
Yeah, no, they're doing a great job, and they lead the charge. We only go as they go, and they know that, and we know that. They don't get the credit, but, you know, they should. You know, all the guys who are getting in the end zone usually, you know, get all the credit in the media. But those guys lead the way, man, and we're just following them down there.
Get a lot in the run game, but Buffalo's offensive line, not only massive, but athletic and fast. I mean, you know, I said to somebody, it's like that's the way offensive lines played in the 70s and 80s, running around as much. The difference is now they're 335-pound guys moving that well.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
amazing.
You can see it. You know, some of those run plays, when they're pulling, those guys can move, man.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen some on tape where I'm like, man, I don't know if I can beat some of those linemen.
Right.
They're getting around the edge quickly, man. It's exciting to watch.
Go ahead and give us a little personality of what this offense, you know, what your game plan was going into the Jets, maybe the Giants, about particularly yesterday, the Giants. Mm-hmm. What were you expecting from them? I mean, you got some speed out on the field, but you're also spending a lot of time in the two tight end, two running backs kind of sets. You know, you're different personnel groupings on the field all the time. What was the thought process going into the game yesterday?
Well, we just wanted to throw a lot of different looks at them and mix it up, and, you know, in the run and in the pass. So Dave does a good job of calling it and keeping them off balance. It was just another good day yesterday, you know, showing that.
Cole, I want to ask you about a couple of plays, both of them in the second quarter. The Bills had the ball down at the Jets' 26-yard line. It was 3rd and 10, and Josh Allen found you, but you were not at the first down marker yet.
Right.
You made a little spin move around a couple of defenders. You know, people – sometimes the teams will throw it short of the sticks on third down, and people say, why would they throw that pass? What you did is why you throw that pass, right? Telling you, basically, you go make the first down.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, they bring pressure and they do things, you know, and they – the DBs will sit at the sticks, and it makes it hard to run routes at the sticks if they're just sitting there. You can't just run a route, you know, right past the sticks and get the first because they're just sitting on it. So sometimes you got to do that, and you got to take your chance with your skill players, and, you know, it's our job to find a way to get past the sticks and move them.
You moved around one of their first-round picks, Baker, on that play, and it seemed like he was kind of victimized quite a bit by the Buffalo offense, some of the plays you made. DeAndre Baker, was that a plan going in or just the way it lined up when you went into that?
No, it's just kind of the way it happened. You know, we knew we had different ways to attack them, and, you know, we like to move our guys in different spots, and, you know, John will get some in the slot, I'll get some in the slot, and then I'll move some outside, and then, you know, everybody else too. So Dave's does a good job of moving everybody everywhere and giving them different looks. So, you know, they got to play us a lot differently depending on who's there.
That's another thing that I caught watching the game again this morning. We think of you as a slot receiver, but you're much more than that. You lined up basically all over the place, as did everybody else, right? Even Foster came in and lined up in the slot sometimes.
Yeah, no question. And that's part of what makes us, you know, tough to defend. And
yeah.
We got to keep building off that and, you know, keep finding different ways that we can do that and getting other guys open. So, but Dave's does a great job of that and the whole coaching staff of finding ways to move us and the tight ends around. So it's been good so far.
One of the things about this team that's really helped you guys in the first couple of weeks is your ability to stay on the field in third down. You're completing way over 40% of your third downs. And you're also got this short and intermediate passing game. And that's something new. Josh wasn't able to do that last year. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about it is you've got you, John Brown, you got Zay Jones, you got these, and even DeMarco's getting one target a game at least. But your ability to stay on the field has really been the one thing that has allowed you to, you know, to continue to be successful.
Well, third down just comes down to really, you know, what you do on first and second down, and when you can. Stay ahead of the chains. See, when we got second half, we started shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit. We got behind the chains. It was a little harder for us to get first down. So you just have you have good plays on first and second down that makes the third downs a lot more manageable and easy for us to get.
I got a second quarter play and maybe your biggest play of the game, 51-yard pass reception. You were wide open. How'd you get so open? What happened?
Well, it was just a coverage that the coaching staff knew that we would get in a certain situation and how they played it. And, you know, Dave's drew it up, and it worked perfectly. The corner carried the seam and just left me wide open.
You followed the tight end, I think.
Yeah, sailed it out and up. And we kind of anticipated they were going to do that, so I'm glad it worked out how it did. I don't get too many of those.
Well,
so.
You were looking at the end zone, obviously.
Far between those.
You caught it, and the end zone was there, but you also had like four or five defenders between you and the end zone once you caught it.
Yeah, right? I was really upset about it. I thought I could have done a little more than
really?
What I did. Yeah. I haven't seen the film yet, but.
With Cole Beasley, Bills wide receiver, after yesterday's win over the New York Giants. Steve brought up, and you brought it up actually, it was a quiet third quarter for the Buffalo offense yesterday. Did the Giants do something different, or did things just kind of settle down?
I think it was more of us, you know, than them. You know, we were getting penalties, some false starts, and some certain things that were pushing us back in a little bit, and that goes back to the third downs. You know, it's really harder to convert when you get behind the chains like that, and we never want to do that. And put ourselves in that situation. So we got to be better. And, you know, we still know that we have a lot of work to do. I mean, it's only week two. There's no reason to get super excited about being 2-0. You still got to take it 1 week at a time and prepare each week and get better. And we're still growing as an offense.
I was going to ask you, you're 6 weeks into this. You had four preseason games, and now you got two victories. And the team this year has yet to lose a game, preseason or regular season. I mean, what's the next step? For you guys as an offense, what's your mindset as to what maybe you have to do better, some of the things you're working on, in big picture-wise, I mean, not game plan-wise?
Well, just two games in, we had a lot of turnovers in the first one. We did a better job of that in game two. Then, like I said, the penalties in the second half of the previous game we just played. So really just cleaning it up. And, you know, as long as we execute the stuff that we do, you know, we'll be fine. We just got to do better of staying on track.
Yeah. You've had some of your better games in your career against the New York Giants, right, during your Cowboys years? Is there something going on there?
I don't know.
Do you want me to read the numbers? 387 receiving yards against the Giants, the most by a player since 2016.
Well, we also play them twice a year, though, so that kind of helps me out a little bit.
Once every 3 years now, 4 years now. Fourth quarter, Giants make it a 7-point game, and then you guys had that 75-yard scoring drive. Frank Gore finishes it off. Scores by the other team is important, and this Bills team, through two games, it's only two, appears to have that knack of being able to answer when you really need it, right?
Yeah, that was good by us answering back, but Really, you know, as an offense, we don't want to even let it get to that point. You know, we need to do a better job of kind of stepping on them when we get up. And, you know, we will. We'll watch the film today and see what we did wrong and find ways to improve. But, you know, in the future, we'd want to kind of end it earlier than what we did.
Were you guys a little disappointed that the coaching staff took a knee right at the end of the first half, thinking maybe you'd like to take a shot down the field, right?
As a receiver, always. But yeah, right? They made the right decision. We were getting the ball at halftime, so mm-hmm. you don't want to take a chance. And, you know, anything can happen in the NFL. So you have a bad play, and, I mean, people can get mad all they want, but if we were to go down and then have a bad play, they get a turnover and then come down and score, then they'll really be mad. So, right. I mean, it could go either way. They made the right decision.
Yeah, with a 14-point lead, you may as well just shorten the game, right? And just take it in at halftime.
No question.
Right. Hey, Cole, you came here during the offseason to a team that had played a rookie quarterback last year, and now you've seen him in two regular season games. Is Josh Allen better than you thought when you came here? Is he a better quarterback?
I mean, I saw it on film. You know, he had the talent to be great. And, you know, I don't really know much about what happened last year. But, you know, as far as I've been here, you know, he's been awesome. So he's been fun to play with. I love playing with him. You know, the guy can extend plays. And as a receiver, you love that because then you have – more and more time to get open. We got to do a better job than we have these past two games of getting open for him. You know, he's been scrambling, but he's been running a lot and taking some hits that maybe if we were to get open, he wouldn't have to. So we need to do a better job with our scramble rules and help him out a little bit. But he's done an exceptional job.
What do you think? What do you expect Sunday, first home game?
I don't know, man. I'm excited to. I mean, I've played here once before, but it was a few years back, and I was on the other side, so. Yeah, right. Maybe thought about it differently, but I'm excited to see what the energy that the fans bring this week.
Well, congratulations on the win. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Cole Beasley, Bills wide receiver, joining us in studio. We're just getting started here. Come on back. We're going to keep it going. It's Steve Tasker, John Murphy, One Bills Live, presented by Kalata Health. And this is Buffalo Bills Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to One Bills Live. John Murphy and Steve Tasker. We're in our Seneca studio in Orchard Park. Have a seat, Steve.
Maybe we should do this segment standing
yeah.
up.
Pull up a chair.
Lots going on today.
Yeah. Hey, first, before I forget, Cole Beasley is solid, a good player, good guy to talk to. And how many times did he talk about what they still have to work on? Like everybody in Bills land today say, oh, we're 2-0, woo. Cole Beasley's like, yeah, we got to fix this. We got to get to work on this. And that's kind of the business-like, workman-like attitude that I think serves this team very well.
That's where they got to live, man. They got to live there. They got to stay right after the Jet game when Sean McDermott said, you got to stay humble and hungry. And that means, you know, keeping your nose on the grindstone and getting to work. Today is a Monday on week three of your regular season. Get back to work. Do what you do on Mondays and do it better than you did last week even. And that's the mindset you have to have. And it seems as though they're doing a lot of the right things here at One Bills Drive. They're keeping it going. And I think the key thing that if you look at the big picture of everything, we knew everything around Josh Allen was going to be upgraded. And it has happened exactly like that. He's got more options. He's getting rid of the football, the things that we saw. Now, once in a while, like he airmailed John Brown on the one deep shot they took yesterday against the Giants. But he's putting the ball on these guys in those short and intermediate routes. He's extending plays. He's got legs. I just think that Josh Allen is what we thought he could be, right?
Yep. Well, you know, you were sitting in the office. I did a radio show with our buddy Ross Tucker this morning. He called me, and the question kept coming. Are you surprised by this 2-0 start? Are you surprised by the way Josh Allen's played? Are you surprised by the contributions of Beasley and John Brown? And I basically had to keep saying, no, not surprised, not surprised, not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised they're 2-0. I mean, I think that was the scenario that we all kind of envisioned. Wow, look at this schedule. They can get to 2-0 here. Not surprised by Josh Allen because you and I saw it, and we saw it kind of reemphasized during preseason and the preseason games how well he has played. We saw it at practice too. And what they're getting from Beasley and John Brown is exactly what they paid for, what they bargained for, right?
That's right.
I'm not saying we're clairvoyant or anything, but this is kind of the way that Bill's followers, people who follow the team closely, like you and I, this is kind of the way that you thought it could go, and it has.
Right.
Which is not to say that it's guaranteed to go that way.
Right. It could derail this week against Cincinnati, no question. But this is exactly the kind of thing we were looking for that Josh Allen couldn't do last year, not because he couldn't do it, because it wasn't available. They couldn't run this offense last year. They couldn't run the ball at all last year. You want a team – the Bills' running game last year looks like the Cincinnati Bengals' running game this year. They're 32nd in the league. They're averaging like 1 yard a carry.
Huh.
But they're scoring some points because they're throwing the football around. So, you know, they couldn't run last year. Now you got these big guys out in front of these guys. You got your quarterback just tucking it under his arm going in the corner of the end zone behind two offensive linemen and Frank Gore. I mean, that's, you know, student body right,
yeah.
You know? It was great. They've got some of that stuff in their arsenal that they just didn't have a year ago. And it is exactly what we expected. And, you know, the thing that we didn't know anything about was how good the Jets were going to be. We thought the Jets were going to be much better than they've shown up, or at least they did last week. We thought the Giants might be better than that. But, you know, still you think maybe you could pull a win out against those two teams, particularly the Giants, because the Jets had done so much in the offseason to get better with the talent level with Le'Veon Bell and free agents on defense and stuff like that. But I don't know. Yeah, this is where we thought we'd be.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly we didn't think – well, I mean, we did. And I'm going to tell you, and I thought we were – and I think we should beat this team this week too.
Yeah.
I think this is where we all thought. You know, and we all know what's headed coming down in 2 weeks. We all know where we're headed.
Yep.
We're headed towards that week four matchup with the New England Patriots. This whole outlook and the whole vibe of the season is going to be tied to how good the Bills look against that team.
Patriots.
The Patriots.
Yet, and I don't want to talk about – I don't want to skip this game this Sunday yet, and we got yesterday's game to talk about. But whatever happens against the Patriots in week four does not necessarily paint the rest of the picture for the season. Agree?
That's true.
Win or lose. Beat the Patriots or don't. That doesn't guarantee anything.
They could drop to 2-2, and they're still okay. I mean, it's a long season. I don't think they will, but, you know, it's just one game. But it's more – that game – despite the outcome, certainly it counts in the standings and it means something really big in the division, Patriot game and on week four. But it's more about our feelings. Right? It's about the fan base really believing.
Right? We got plenty of time to talk
about
that.
Okay, we're 3-0 in these guys, you know, or whatever. Right?
We can't skip this game. We can't skip the Bengals game.
We're not skipping this game.
And we can't stop reviewing yesterday's game. We're having trouble getting the show started today, and I'll tell you why. There's so much going on around the league. Let me recap. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is out for the year. The team announced today he had an MRI in his right elbow last night. It was determined by the Steelers medical team that surgery is required, head coach Mike Tomlin said in a statement. We expect the surgery to be scheduled for this week, Tomlin said. He'll go on injured reserve, and he is out for the season. Ben Roethlisberger out for the season. And more news. This comes from New York, where the Bills just beat the Giants yesterday. Giants head coach Pat Shurmur will not fully commit to Eli Manning as his starter. He says that, quote, he's been our starter so far. Yeah. He said they evaluate every position
every week. We saw
the game,
yeah.
When told that he's leaving Daniel Jones versus Eli open for debate, Shurmur says he understands. Now, they benched him, right, last year. I don't know if his performance through two games warrants a change. I don't think Eli was awful yesterday, and I don't think he was bad against the Cowboys the week one. But maybe the Giants are at the position when they look around, see where their season is right now, and see who's playing, and they're thinking, we better start getting a look at our rookie quarterback. It seems early to me, but I don't know.
They've been kicking Eli to the curb for a long time in New York. They are very disgruntled with his play, and I think it's easy for
– Who's they?
Giant fans. Yeah, and the media there in New York as well. They're just down on him. And I don't know whether it's just the loud voice. Maybe it's a minority that are done with him, and they're just the loudest voices. But there has always seemed to be a groundswell of changing him out. He won two Super Bowls. He's been there for 16 years. And let's face it, the guy has played well for that organization for a long, long time, and he's carried a lot of water for that organization too. I mean, he has been the face of that franchise. He's handled it with grace, and that is a tough market to do that in. I just think that the Giant fans better watch what they hope for, because they might get it. Well, they might switch that out, and then where are you going to be? You going to go back to him when this guy Daniel Jones stinks? What are they going to do then? You know, then you can't. You're going to go back to Eli? Like he could just say, you know what? Go pound salt. I'm not doing it. You got your guy out there. Stick with him. I mean, that's what you're looking at.
Does Daniel Jones give them a better chance of winning right now? You'd be hard pressed to make that argument to me. And look, Eli has not been great, but I don't know what a rookie, Daniel Jones, first round or not, I don't know what a rookie would do for them right now. Their issues are many. Many of them right now injury related, including the lack of wide receivers on the roster, and especially defensively, they have issues. Right? They gave
They're
up.
Not very
I mean,
fast.
That Cole Beasley 51-yard play to Cole Beasley, it was ridiculous how open he was. John Brown got deep, as you said. Josh threw it past him, but he got deep early on in the game.
Josh airmailed him. And that's in conjunction with Week One, where they couldn't have covered you and me running routes. I mean, they were like off the air at times, right? Against Dallas, they got lumped up. So all of that stuff combined, now they're not very fast defensively. And here's the thing that gets me. You know, you got Eli Manning as your quarterback. You won a couple of Super Bowls. How would you ever let your team get out of a situation where you didn't have everything Eli Manning needed to win? You know what kind of quarterback he is. He can't run around very much. He kind of slides in the pocket, can buy a little, can't extend a play once in a while. That's not his deal. He's not going to run. You know what you got. You got to have a running game. You got to have a big offensive line. You got to have some wideouts. You got to have a certain level of professional athletes around him to get him to play well. You got to have some guys. You can't just not keep that around him. If you're going to win, that's got to be there. And if you let that go, you're not going to win. He's not going to like rise up after 10 or 11 years or now 16 years and be a different quarterback than you've seen for a decade and a half. Well, you got to give him what his skill set demands. And if you don't, you can't blame him.
Right. I agree. But they made, you know, Shermer's not committing to any quarterback now, so I get that. All right, we got to start doing our show. Enough of the Roethlisberger stuff. Enough of the Giants stuff, Drew Brees stuff. What about the Bills' victory over the New York Giants? We're asking you a simple question on Twitter. It's a normal Monday question. We're going to do it again today. It's our Twitter poll. That's right. What do you think? What was your biggest takeaway from the Bills' win over the New York Giants yesterday? You can call us up and discuss. We encourage that, 803-0550, or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. We encourage that because then we can have some dialogue. We can let you expand on what you think your biggest takeaway was from yesterday's win. You can send in a tweet. We got some entries for the tweet sheet we'll read in a moment. Or you can vote in the Twitter poll, and we're doing that already. A lot of votes in so far. We've got 750 votes in so far. What is your biggest takeaway from the Bills' win yesterday? It's a close one. Right now, 45% of you say the Allen to Brown and Beasley combination is impressive. That's your biggest takeaway. 44% of you take away the fact that the defense adjusted after the Giants' first scoring drive, right? Giants went 75 yards, 55 on the ground, and the Bills changed something on defense. I couldn't get a straight answer when I went around the locker room and asked that question, but 44% of you say that's your biggest takeaway. 5% of you say Gore still has it. There's no question about that. And if you do have a question, just ask the Wisconsin linebacker, the fifth-round pick for the Giants, who looked like he got run over by Frank Gore on that one-yard touchdown. 6% have something else in mind. Give us a call to discuss. 803-0550, toll-free 1-888-552-550. Phone line's wide open. We want your biggest takeaway from the Bills' win over the Giants. Let's go to the tweet sheet. It is brought to you by Corrigan Moving Systems, the official movers of the Buffalo Bills. On the tweet sheet from Nicky Boy, he says, I think yesterday's game shows that we are a well-rounded team with no glaring weaknesses. We can improve everywhere, but we showed that every aspect of our team is capable of making plays. From the passing and rushing game to the run and pass defense, everyone did their job. It's fair to say you'd really be, I think, straining to poke holes in what the Bills have done through yesterday's game and maybe through 2 weeks. Yeah. There are things to do better, no question.
And I think it's hard too to think like, well, the defense certainly has played as we thought it would, like a top five defense. They've allowed an average of 15 points. They had 2 touchdowns a game.
They are 6th in the NFL, right?
Right, and one of those touchdowns doesn't even belong to them, right? So, right. Yeah, they're playing good, and you expect that. So if the offense has always been the question mark. You got a second year starting quarterback. He hasn't even played a full season yet under his belt. This will be his 14th or 15th game coming up here as a starter. Something like that. So he hasn't even got a full season under his belt. Everything else is upgraded around him, but the defense is what you're hanging your hat on to. I think they've gotten good play from their special teams, have the Buffalo Bills. So I think the thing I like about it is certainly they're using the small and the short passing game to win games and stay on the field. Their running game has been really good, really timely, and they run when they want to run, not when it's dictated to them or whatever. Frank Gore is helping them run the clock down. They're bleeding the clock. They're running the four-minute offense. They're grinding out tough yards. There was a couple of times when Frank Gore got it on first or second down and snapped off 8 yards through traffic and you know, got them into a second and short. I mean, the running game has been really effective and very timely. They're 100% red zone offense right now. Every time they get into their opponent's red zone, they've scored a touchdown. And that's impressive. And I think that's been one of the things that's really been stellar, that's kind of gotten overlooked. When they get down there close, they're tough to stop. Josh's ability to run the ball really gives them an added dimension that is a handful down there. You know, you see him, that play around the corner where he scored both games into that corner, he takes that ball and just tucks it under his arm. There's no window dressing, no play fake. You got Mitch Morse and John Feliciano out in front of him along with Frank Gore, and let's go.
It's funny.
You're going to be a cornerback out there going, you know what, I'm just going to run to the sideline.
I watched the game this morning and made some notes, and you said this a couple of minutes ago about that play, the 6-yard Josh Allen touchdown run. My notes, student body right.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was.
They were great blocks. Mitch Morse and Gore and those guys run well, those offensive linemen. They really do the entire 2 weeks now.
Feliciano has been, I think, the surprise, I don't know, guy up front. He gives them all through the preseason, everybody said he's just so tough. He gives us a level of toughness, and he has. He has been one of those guys that just is an absolute, you know, bulldozer in down front. And this play that we're watching on MSG, I mean, Josh Allen right to the corner of the end zone. I mean, that was – the Giants had no shot on that play. No shot. Both offensive linemen get their hat and their blocks right off the gun. Morse and Feliciano both knock their guys out of the way. And Josh and Gore both just walk into the end zone. You get down there. That's why they're 100% red zone team. They're scoring touchdowns when they get down there. They are tough to stop.
Yep.
Really tough, and that is because of Josh's ability to run that gives them a different dimension that most teams don't have.
What's your biggest takeaway from the win over the Giants? We'll take a phone call here, Ryan in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Ryan. You're on the air.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. So I wanted to comment on, I think a lot of people previously have said, you know, Josh's biggest downfall is accuracy, but for my kind of novice opinion, I don't think that's the problem at all. I see it more as his decision making. I see there are some passes where, like, you can tell he's decisive in his throw, decisive in who he's going to pick up, versus when he's looking around the field and kind of holding on the ball too long. I think that's where we see his, you know, his missed throws. And so I think it's more a decision-making thing, which is something he can learn through experience versus like an accuracy issue.
Well, Ryan, I think you might be onto something. And, in fact, they talked about the fact the Bills did, Josh did in the offseason, that it was decision-making. We talked about it on this show. I don't think Steve and I ever bought into the narrative that he's got like some scattershot arm. And I think he has dramatically improved in his decision-making through two games this year, throwing it away when he has to, hitting guys. There were a couple of throws. I made my notes, a couple of throws when he was right on the money with a couple of his throws yesterday. Josh Accurate, it was the pass, a second down pass to Lee Smith, the tight end, second Bill series. That was a strike.
And Lee right pulled it in. It was a good catch, too.
But here's the thing. Accuracy, so the measure was completion percentage. What was he, 52.7%?
52.7%.
He's 64% this year through two games. I know it's only two games. So if you're one of those who used to say, well, he's inaccurate because look at his completion percentage, you can't say that now. You cannot say that now, Steve.
That's right. We said it. He is 20% more accurate than he was a year ago. 20%.
Well, 10%, right? 54 to 64.
Yeah, how much? Yeah, but 54%, 10% on the 50% is 20% of 50%. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of.
It's 10% of 100%.
I got you. Yeah.
But of what he was accurate, he raised his level of accuracy by 20% from where it was a year ago.
Okay.
Not in the total, but from where he was.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
10% of 50%, I mean 10%
of
is 20% of 50%. You know what I'm saying? That's public math.
You better
it's
move
true.
On. You better move on.
10%.
I know what you're saying.
All right, okay.
I don't know if it's...
Anyway, all I'm saying is... We're all saying the same thing.
Yes,
the guy's way better.
More accurate.
The guy was way better. But and he's making better decisions.
It wasn't an arm accuracy thing.
No.
It was the offense they ran. It was the targets he had. It was never like he was out there, you know,
it was the,
missing, you know, throwing darts
to the
protection. Hit the
wall. It was the protection he didn't have, the running game he didn't have, the weapons outside, the receivers getting open that he didn't have, and the experience, little limited as it is already, that he didn't have either. Now he's got an entire year, 12 months in this offense. He's been taking snaps, watching film, studying it. He's taken way more reps, probably already taken more reps this season than he did all of last year until he took over the starting job.
Yeah.
Right? So he's just way down the road further than he was a year ago. And it shows in every metric you can think of, and the leading one is the fact that he's completing 65% of his passes. And that's where you want to be.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to hear more from you. We want to get your biggest takeaway from the Bills win over the Jets, your phone calls, your tweets, you can vote in the Twitter poll. We will continue that as we move through the show. Eric Wood's going to join us at 1 o'clock. And, of course, the home opener, the Bengals game coming up on Sunday. I want to remind you, if you're going to attend this game or any game in a limo or bus, you'll need a permit ahead of time to be allowed to park in the bus and limo parking lot at New Era Field. If you do not have a permit, you will be turned away. For more information on the bus and limo parking permits, contact Tailgate Guys. Email them at bills@tailgateguys.com or call 716-982-8119. The bus and limo lot, you need a permit starting this Sunday. All right, we're back with more in a moment. It is One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health. We're live from the Seneca Studio, Seneca Resorts and Casino. Nothing comes close. Down Buffalo. Here's a little toss to Isaiah McKenzie on the run on the jet sweep. Left side inside the 10 in the 5. Corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown Buffalo! Isaiah McKenzie from 14 yards out runs into the end zone for the Buffalo touchdown. That touchdown comes from the Hunt Real Estate Red Zone. Visit huntrealestate.com to score on all of your real estate needs. Little toss. It's a touchdown pass, short as it was, to Isaiah McKenzie. His first touchdown catch in his Bills tenure. He had a couple of touchdown runs last year. Your biggest takeaways from yesterday's game, what do you think? Give us a call, 803-0550. Toll-free from outside Buffalo, 1-888-552-550. We'll squeeze in a call here. Michael in Georgia, go ahead. Michael, you're on the air.
Oh, man, that happened last time I got squeezed in.
Yeah, we do a lot of squeezing on Mondays.
Real quick, do I have a couple minutes or no?
You have one minute.
Go ahead.
Go.
Okay, real quick, please don't cut me off because I don't have a radio with me. I'm in Georgia. So I want to hear a response.
Okay.
What I do is what I like the team unity that is being instilled by McDermott. And, you know, and I think the preseason meant a lot. It shows that no matter if it's first, second, third team, guys that are going to be cut, they're all playing, realizing they're in the game. They're going to, you know, that they have a shot to win. And, of course, that we saw that in the first game. And how many times did we see them on the road in the past years where they had a lead and things started, you know, not to go well, like in the third quarter, and then they lose the game. So it's a culture of winning instead of a culture of losing, which I'm glad to see.
I'll agree with you, Mike. There is something different about this crew. We Murph and I noticed it during training camp. It's been a big thing that the players themselves have pointed to as being different and special about this, that it seems like they all they're really pulling together. They like each other. They've had some great bonding moments. Particularly, they all point to the trip to Carolina this last offseason or this last preseason as bringing that team together. And it's been a thing, techniques that and exercises and things that they've done to cultivate it. And they've been deliberate by Sean McDermott and his staff. And it seems to be working. And of course, when you're winning, it's easier.
Yeah.
But that's all part of it.
You caught that. It was Micah Hyde who I was in the group and doing an interview with Micah Hyde post game yesterday in locker room, and he said that about the Carolina trip, and it did stop me for a second. I thought, okay, I guess they got something out of that Carolina trip. They really did. I mean, just, you know, being away, being in the sweltering heat in Spartanburg for a couple of days, and right. then moving on up to Charlotte for a couple of days. And you know what I really thought, Steve? Why did our One Bills Live group not draw closer together? We were all there.
Oh, we all did. Where were you? Well, you didn't, we had a love fest down there, man. We had fun.
We had barbecue.
That's right.
We had really good barbecue
in
Charlotte.
That's right.
Hey, what else were they saying in the locker room? Let's take you a little trip around the locker room. It is brought to you by Connect Life, Blood and Organ Donor Network. Connect Life, around the locker room from yesterday's win over the Giants. Head coach Sean McDermott on winning the turnover battle.
Taking care of the football. You know, we talk a lot about it in our building. There's two biggest assets in our building are our people and the ball. And that's real. You know, that's that. When you take care of the football, that stat very rarely changes in terms of wins and losses. And so I was extremely proud of the guys that they took care of the ball today. And we were able to get two takeaways, I believe it was, and that those were key takeaways. The play by Trent Murphy before half was outstanding and a big momentum shifter for us.
Quarterback Josh Allen, he sees separation from receivers Cole Beasley and John Brown.
I think it goes back to practice, just how we practice. They work extremely hard, all of our receivers, our tight ends, our running backs, our O-line. You know, everybody works extremely hard. When you can do that and you see the results, it makes you want to work that much harder. So that's just something that we've been able to do in practice and be able to translate it to the game.
Wide receiver John Brown on his contributions in the 2-0 start on the road.
Oh, it's been great. And, you know, one thing about this league, it's hard to win on the road. And, you know, like I said, you know, coaches do a great job of calling plays, and then, you know, we just execute.
What's the mentality of the team? 98-yard drive, you know you have to score. You're back up to the 2-yard line. You're not thinking about going 98 yards, but mentality at that point, things were starting to go the other way, and what you had to do to get out of there.
Oh, you know, we just had to make the own plays, and we didn't want to get put in the position we was in last week. So, you know, it was great. You know, we fought, and, you know, we drove down, and that was a great job by us.
Center Mitch Morse, the mentality of the offense on the 98-yard scoring drive.
Coach McDermott puts us in positions to work on situations and practice, puts competitive practices together, and, you know, we felt like it was just one play at a time. You know, I mean, we weren't thinking of how many yards we had to, you know, gain to get a touchdown. We just focused on the next play, and it worked out.
Safety Micah Hyde, did the Bills change up their defense after the Giants' opening drive?
You know, all the media was talking about all week was how Saquon didn't get enough touches. We knew that. And, you know, he's the kind of the straw that makes that drink go. And so we knew that we were going to take a shot. I obviously was an idea to give up a touchdown on the first drive. But, you know, once we were able to get back to the sideline and recoup, understand what we had to do, yeah, that first drive was, you know, we got to give them credit. They went down there and scored. But at the same time, there were some things that we could have did, tackle better, gap sound, and pretty good opportunity, you know, on a few plays.
Running back Frank Gore on Josh Allen.
Just being here with him, he's very competitive, very tough. You know, we got the right quarterback for the team, man. Very tough guy, man. I don't care what the outside world say. I know we believe in him. And I feel that he can do whatever on the field. Run, throw, whatever. And he showed it today.
There you go, around the locker room, brought to you by Connect Life. All right, we're just getting going. Does it feel like we haven't even started yet, Steve? I'm still
we've talked
our show
about,
together, man.
Yeah, we've talked about the Giants, the Bengals, we've talked about the Steelers and the Saints, and yeah, all these injuries to the quarterbacks, Roethlisberger and Drew Brees, and we had Cole Beasley on already. Yeah, this is kind of a jump around show today.
We'll be all right. We'll settle down. Eric Woods coming up next to recap yesterday's win in New York against the Giants. Want to get more from you as well, your takeaways from yesterday's win. Come on back. 1 hour down, two to go. It's One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health, live from the Seneca studio. John Murphy, Steve Tasker. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.